Tomorrow, the Harrison City Council will consider a draft ordinance regulating the use of medical marijuana by patients registered to consume it. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The Harrison Resources and Policy Committee, January 9th, approved the draft ordinance authored and presented by Harrison Police Chief Chris Grady to regulate the legal use of medical marijuana within city limits. Under the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment of 2016, referred to as Amendment 98, Arkansans with state-registered medical marijuana ID cards are allowed to purchase 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana every 2 weeks. The statute also lists specific rules regarding use, according to the Arkansas Department of Health, which administers the medical marijuana program, says Harrison Assistant Police Chief John Cagle.
Basically, what's prompting it is the Department of Health rules and regulations are not enforceable. They're not a state law. They're only regulations. So we're wanting to bring it in under a city ordinance that gives us the ability, if somebody violates these regulations, that we can enforce them.
Cagle reads the rules and regulations.
Our ordinance basically is following Amendment 98, which the regulations, which basically say, possess, smoke, ingest, or consume, or otherwise engage in the use of marijuana in a school bus, on the grounds of a preschool, primary school, or secondary school, in a correctional facility, in a motor vehicle, in a private residence used at any time to provide licensed child care, foster care, or other similar social services, in a public place where an individual could reasonably be expected to be observed by others, including all parts of buildings owned whole or in part, or leased by the state or a local unit of government, in a healthcare facility, or in close proximity to anyone under the age of 18.
Cagle says Police Chief Grady researched the matter, obtained recommendations, and drafted the ordinance.
And it has since been forwarded to the council. If accepted, it'll go through 3 readings, or they can do emergency clause if they so choose. I haven't heard which way the Chief Grady or the city attorney is wanting to go with that at this point.
Any violation, according to the draft ordinance, is punishable by a fine of no less than $100 and shall not exceed $1,500. Cagle says no Harrison residents have come out against the draft measure yet. As of January 17th, over 5,000 pounds of medical marijuana have been sold in Arkansas since the first dispensary opened last May, totaling $33 million in sales. The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission approved 32 dispensaries and 5 cultivation facilities. So far, 16 dispensaries have been licensed to operate by the Arkansas Alcohol Beverage Control Board. The closest dispensary to Harrison is Fiddler's Green in Mountain View, along with 4 dispensaries operating in northwest Arkansas. The Arkansas Department of Health is also charged with certifying qualified patients, numbering 35,000 to date. Beyond that, patients are left to decide what kind and how much medical marijuana to consume to treat qualifying conditions ranging from cancer, AIDS, glaucoma, MS, neuropathic pain, to certain seizure disorders.
All the chiefs and police departments across the state are trying to follow the state statutes and the will of the people.
Gary Sipes, executive director of the Arkansas Association of Chiefs of Police, says medical marijuana consumers are required by the state to smoke, vape, or ingest any legally dispensed drug in private, not in public, and that more cities will likely follow Harrison's lead in drafting enforceable codes.
I have no idea how many have done it. I know there's been a lot of conversation among the chiefs and the municipalities on how to address it, because there's so many unanswered questions about this. But there has been discussion, but I have not a personal knowledge of ordinances been passed in any city.
Sipe says currently the State Association of Police Chiefs holds routine trainings regarding medical marijuana rules and regulations.
We put on training, and we've put on as much training as we possibly can as far as the medical marijuana goes. So, I mean, we've reached out to several chiefs. We've had some. I can't tell you an exact number on how many agencies have contacted us, but there have been several.
for guidance on how to control medical marijuana use in their jurisdictions.
We even had a couple of distributors of the medical marijuana to come talk to us about it. So we got both perspectives. And I think that was very educational to the men and women of law enforcement. And we, like I said, we had it at our convention. We also had it at an executive development course that we put on. We've about put out everything that we possibly can on it as far as what we have received. So, I mean, we're really trying to be on the forefront of it. And but again, it's difficult because it is new to everybody.
Although 33 states have legalized medical marijuana and 11 states have approved recreational marijuana, the drug remains federally outlawed as a Schedule I controlled substance. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.